Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our new episode of the Wonder Tooth Podcast. We're going to have a series of talking about cosmetic dentistry, mostly about dental veneers. A lot of our patients, they come and they want veneers. They want this beautiful smile makeover. They want the Hollywood smile. They want white teeth. And I ask them usually, like, why is this a situation? What makes you want, you know, to have really white teeth? Or why do you want veneers? So a lot of them, basically, it comes from the community. Everybody wants to, you know, it's a certain perspective in the society. You have to look a certain way. You have to have a certain look, and a lot of them, they want to be part of the, you know, what's going on, the trend. And the trend right now is about veneers. So let's talk about dental veneers. What is a dental veneer? So I'm going to take you back a little bit in the history. So the veneers were really first developed or made in the 1920s. And this is when the movie, the cinema started to happen, and they wanted to have, you know, like the actors and actresses, they wanted to have, you know, like nice looking teeth. Not really white teeth back then, but at least nice looking teeth. And then they started to try to put something temporary on top of the teeth to make them look, you know, the shape looks better. Then little by little, okay, the color. And that was back in the 1920s. By the 1930s, they started to really put what we call a composite resin. Back then, the white filling started very early, a resin, really. And they started to kind of shape them. The dentist started to shape them on top of the teeth to put them so that the actors and actresses, they look nicer. And this is why it's called the Hollywood smile. Then, you know, with the time and age, a lot of like big evolution happened in the dental veneers, a big evolution. So back in the days, they used to call the standard of care really was gold. And but gold was mostly used in the back teeth for crowns, for inlays, for even fillings. And I was actually trained on one of them. I'm not that old though. But yeah, they started with gold. Because gold is malleable, it's easy to actually to shape it. But gold, even though it's a standard of care back then, because cavities really can hardly happen when you have a gold filling or a gold crown, just because the seal, the malleability, it makes it very easy to seal it around the tooth. But then you cannot really use gold anymore. Some people back then, they wanted it like, okay, in the front, just to show like how rich they are. But it's not a standard of care anymore right now, especially it's becoming very expensive. So now people are leaning more towards, okay, what? How can we make our teeth whiter and looking better? Then the whitening came. And a lot of the patients, the whitening doesn't really work for them. A lot of the patients who come to the office, they want white teeth. They want teeth that are shaped perfectly. They don't want a tooth that looks a little crooked. Sometimes they don't even want me to do characterization, which is like when we do a little bit of staining or a little bit of translucency, they just want white teeth. And I try to explain to them that when you do some characterization to the veneer, it gives it more life. It makes it more alive. It's not like white, blank, white. It's, you know, it looks more natural looking. Then with time, composite resin came and people started to put composite resin on top of their teeth, which was, you know, good for a while, but then porcelain came. And it changed everything. So basically the two major types of veneers right now are cosmetic, composite, resin, or porcelain veneers. So what is the difference? So the composite veneers are basically, it can be done chair side, and basically the dentist has to shave the tooth a little tiny little bit and basically start to apply composite resin on top of the tooth and start to shape it in a certain way, and it takes time. And it can look very nice and it can last for a while. The only problem with composite resin is it can get stained. So if you drink a lot of tea, a lot of coffee, a lot of wine, it can actually stain because it's much more porous than porcelain. So it will need to be replaced every now and then. And a lot of the patients come and said, you know, I had this, it looked so pretty, but now my gum is receding, it looks ugly, I hate it, can you please replace it? Then when porcelain came down in the market, that was a whole big evolution, really, because porcelain does not get stained. And right now, the material are so nice that even if you get some recession in the gum, you cannot really see the difference between the root and the tooth itself or the veneer itself. But, of course, each thing, you know, has pros and cons. So let's talk about first what are really the main indications of having a veneer. So what is a veneer compared to a crown? A lot of patients ask me, what is a veneer compared to a crown? So a crown is when you have a tooth and you just have to shave all the outside of the tooth. You make it a little bit smaller. You make it a little bit like a small tooth. A veneer is different. A veneer is basically we only kind of the outside part of the tooth, the outer layer of the tooth, we have to kind of shave it down a tiny little bit. Not much, like 0.3 millimeter. That's not much, because we have to stay within the enamel. And why do we have to stay within the enamel? Because if we go a little bit deeper into dentin, then the veneer is not going to really stick, believe it or not. Because the bonding material, it sticks much better when it's still in the outer layer of the tooth, which is the enamel. So, of course, you have to go to a really good dentist who they know basically how much should be shaved off of the tooth. But it's very minimal, it's 0.3 millimeter, very minimal. And it's basically, it shapes the outside layer of the tooth, especially, and the edge of the tooth, because the veneer needs to sit on the outside layer and also kind of goes a little bit in between and kind of covers the edge of the tooth to make sure it's strong. But what are the main indications? Of course, people who have badly discolored teeth, not decayed, but discolored. And why there is discoloration from, you know, some tetracycline, you know, they had when they were little, they were given some antibiotics, and then all their teeth now are discolored, and they look like yellowish, brownish, with some dots in it. So these are very hard. You cannot really whiten those teeth. And they feel very aware of it. They are usually, they don't want to smile. And I've seen those patients plenty of time. And really, the only way to kind of make them better is by covering those teeth. Then also, if you had a trauma, like, okay, you hit your tooth with a fork or with something, so you have a small chip, not a big chip. Like, I would say maybe 1 millimeter off the tooth. If it's more than that, like 3 or 4 millimeter, we're talking about, then a veneer alone cannot really fix the issue. But if it's a 1 millimeter and you try to do bonding, it's not gonna stay because, of course, the minute you start to bite on it, it's gonna come off. And I've seen this so many times. And the patients keep coming and going, and I'll be like, you're just wasting your money now because it won't stay. And yes, they would go for like a month or two or maybe 6 months, then they come back, okay, the bonding came off, I was biting, I was chewing, I forgot, and then they bite again and it's gone. So the veneer in this situation is much more a proper treatment because it gets its retention really from the outside layer and then basically from going in between. So it goes very lightly in between the contact area and then it wraps around the edge and then it's bonded to the tooth. It's not really glued on, it's bonded to the tooth, so it's pretty strong. Then also, I had a patient like the other day, just wanted a whole brand new smile. a public figure and wanted a new smile. And I said, why? And she goes, well, everybody has white teeth. She's a speaker, she talks in big events, and she wants to have a white smile. And I said, I understand that. Tried whitening. Whitening didn't really work. So we had to put something more permanent, which is porcelain veneers. So these are really the main indications. Like if you have like really discolored teeth, or if you have like a trauma or some chipped teeth, or even if you cracked your teeth, like, you know, from aging. Also, some patients, they really don't like their the teeth are just like one straight line, because really one straight line means that you have worn out your teeth so long, and then it always gives you like an older look. So everybody wants, you know, the more the aesthetic smile, the cosmetic smile, which is the two front teeth are a little bit longer, the two on the side a little bit shorter, canines come, and then when you smile, you can see that little beautiful curve coming, you know, from one side to the other. So this is really the aesthetic smile. And of course, the desire, I want beautiful teeth, I want white teeth, I want to be like, you know, I want to blend in basically with what's going on. Now, who should not really think of getting veneers done? If you have decay, a lot of decay in your teeth, a tiny small cavities can sometimes, you know, we can basically include it in the prep. But if you have a lot of decay, or if you have a root canal in the tooth, I would never put a veneer on it. Why? Because usually if you had a root canal because of a trauma or because there is big decay, so there isn't much left from the tooth structure, and the veneer is very cosmetic. It's not really to protect the tooth, it's cosmetic. So a crown in this scenario would be the most appropriate line of treatment. So cavities, massive decay, it's does not work with veneers. You can get a crown, but not a veneer. Also, if you have some serious gum problem, veneers, it's a very cosmetic thing, so you don't want your teeth to look that tall because you have so much gum recession, and what's the point, really? Like, you have to maintain or basically take care of your gum situation first. I'm not saying this is against it, but you have to have a stable gum, stable gingival health. Like, when we are probing, when we're checking, you should not be bleeding. You should not be, of course, no loose teeth. Everything should be stable. And that happens with flossing and, of course, going your check to, you know, your regular checkups and cleanings. Then also, if you have some serious grinding, if you your muscles are like this big and you worn out your teeth very hard, a veneer is not going to work, but crowns can. So I've seen that too. I've had those patients with, they have, you know, like big muscles and their teeth are really short and they want veneers. And I would say, you are probably looking at, we have to open your bite. We need to do what we call a full mouth rehabilitation, because the veneer, as I said, it's cosmetic. It cannot withstand excessive forces. So if you grind your teeth that hard, that you worn out all your teeth instead of being that tall, they are like this tall right now, that means that 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters are gone, veneer is not gonna do it alone. So you need something much stronger, which is crowns. And in this scenario, we basically have to crown your teeth and we have to increase your bite. We have to make the bite higher. And instead of you biting like this, you have to bite more like a bigger opening, you know, open bite. So now we understand the indications of veneers, which is if you have like discolored teeth, I don't like the shape of my teeth, you know, my two front teeth are very small, they're narrow, I have some spacing, I don't want to get aligners done, small, minor. Or if you have a little bit of slight crowding in that, very minimal. Severe crowding, moderate crowding, veneers is not going to help you. But mild, if you have some mild spacing, or mild crowding here or there, sometimes the veneer can correct that. If you tried whitening and it's not working for you, and you want just a, like if you have an event, your wedding is like, you know, next month, you want some white teeth, I understand that. But on the same hand, if you have some severe, lots of decay or severe gum disease that your teeth are loose or it's not stable, or you grind like excessively, that's not gonna work as well. And also if you have TMJ problem, that has to be fixed before you even try to think about veneers or anything cosmetic. And I always tell the patients, you have to clean the foundation first. So if you have cavities, if you have anything that needs to be addressed, like extraction, root canal that needs to be done, all of that has to be done first before we work on veneers. So in this scenario, basically, I will not really take any patients unless everything is stable first. We take them, of course, and then we're going to take care of the cavities, the extractions, if they need some gum treatment, all of that has to be addressed and cleaned first before we address cosmetic, because of course we want the teeth to be healthy. We're not looking just for a pretty smile for, like, you know, a year and then a denture after, of course. Now, some patients, they want to ask, what are the prices, the cost, because that's of course a big thing. Now, unfortunately, veneers are not covered by insurance. Insurance does not, it's a cosmetic, and they will not cover. They might cover a crown, but they will not cover a veneer. So remember, we talked about two different kinds of veneers. There is the composite veneer, then there is also the porcelain veneer. So the difference is big, very big. The composite can be done in the office with like a white filling material. So the white filling is not as expensive as porcelain, obviously. It's like, basically, I told the patient the other day, it's like you're wearing a Chanel basically in your mouth. The ladies will understand what I'm trying to say here. For the men, it's like, I wouldn't say like a Ferrari, but it's, you just get the idea, okay? So a composite resin is, a composite resin veneer is much cheaper than porcelain. Why is that? Because the material is different. Then also shaping the teeth in a certain way is very different. When you do a porcelain veneer, you have to kind of shape the teeth in a certain way, which is very, because you're looking at a path of insertion, how the veneer is going to sit in, versus a composite. Composite is very simple, like basically like as if you're doing a filling, but you're just kind of readjusting it or making it a little prettier, and then you can just polish it after and make it nice. But as I said, it doesn't last as long, and it's not as strong as porcelain. So between this and that, so a veneer, basically the cost could range from maybe starting at 800 maybe all the way to 4,000 per tooth, not for all of them, per tooth. Of course, depend where you're at, the location, if the dentist has experience in this or not, if the dentist is experienced at all or just a fresh graduate out of school. Of course, I'm not saying they're bad, but you know, you of course, especially if you're doing veneers, you want somebody who has done it for multiple, many, many, many years, really. So this is where the difference comes between $800 versus $1,200 versus $2,000 and sometimes up to $4,000. So it depends on the material, it depends on the experience, and it depends on how we're going to shave those teeth, too. Don't forget, I've had patients. Sometimes when we discuss veneers, I'm like, oh my God, I have seen people, they have shark teeth. And I look at them and I said, oh, you've been watching TikTok, or you've been watching, yeah, I've seen that too, but these are not veneers, and they look, but I've seen it. And this is basically what the dental school tells you not to do. Those pyramidal shaped teeth, literally they look like shark teeth. And this is the worst thing you can ever do to your teeth. And unfortunately, these are not veneers. These are very badly shaped teeth for crowns. This is not how you shave a tooth for a veneer. A veneer is basically, it looks exactly like a tooth. It's exactly your tooth. We don't touch the inside part of it, but the outside, we just kind of reshape it a little tiny bit. As I said, it has to be 0.3 millimeter. And why is that? I'm going to go back and say, especially with porcelain, because you want to stay within the enamel, which is the outer layer of the tooth. And why is that? Because the enamel has inorganic material. So in order for me to bond the veneer to it, and I'm talking now about porcelain veneer, in order for you to bond it, I have to etch the enamel. How do we etch it? We use acid. We etch it for 30 seconds, and then we rinse it off. And then the tooth basically starts to look like chalky white. And why is that? Because it's starting to create micro retention, like tiny little grooves in it, very tiny. Then we put the bonding material, and then we can then glue or bond the veneer on top of that. If the enamel is gone and now we are in the dentin, which is the layer underneath it, it looks a little bit more yellowish and it has more organic material. So it's a little softer. It's not highly inorganic like the enamel. So if you etch it, you can etch it for usually 15 seconds, but the problem is there are dentinal tubules. The dentinal tubules are basically very thin canals coming from the nerve going into that to start feeling the sensation. So number one, there will be a lot of sensitivity. Number two, those dentinal tubules, there is fluid inside. So the fluid can literally, you're drinking, you're eating, you're functioning, and there is liquid, you know, well, your nerve is still there. So they sometimes can cause the rejection. So basically the veneer will just start to pop. And why is that? Because you are now into the dentin, not into the enamel. So this is a very important information here, guys. Porcelain veneers have to be within the enamel surface. If it starts to become within the dentin, the porcelain veneer is going to start to pop. Did you get that part? This is important. Now, what are the pros and cons between veneers? So, of course, they look beautiful. You go in with, you know, like smile, you know, you want a little upgrade. The teeth are discolored. The shape, you don't like the shape. They're whether too tiny. Sometimes some patients have, you know, like those tiny small teeth, and then you got gaps in the middle. And then, or if they were born with two teeth on the sides, we call them like peck-shaped lateral, like basically they're very small and they just smile and they're kind of embarrassed of smiling. So a veneer can help you with that. And if you actually look on my website or even on my Instagram or social media, you're going to see a lot of cases that I ended up just veneering one tooth, and the whole smile looks different. Why is that? Because that tooth had a peck-shaped lateral and like a smaller tooth, you know, this is how the tooth was. Like when the tooth erupted, it was just small. And the patient had tons of aligners and trying braces and just trying to adjust the tooth, but there is a gap, and the tooth, when you smile, the tooth is not looking correct. So a little veneer can fix that. One tooth can fix your smile, believe it or not. This is different than a smile makeover, though. A smile makeover is basically when we do pretty much all the top teeth or the bottom teeth. So the pros now of veneers, it can be done fast, gives you like a beautiful smile, and it's made out of durable, very durable porcelain. Porcelain is a very, very strong material. And also it's a stain resistant. And I'm talking about the porcelain veneer. So it's a stain resistant. You drink coffee, you drink tea, it will never stain. So a lot of patients are like, oh my God, I can drink coffee as much as I want now. Yes, you can. Of course you can. So these are the pros. The cons are, of course, it's not cheap, okay? And you have to go to a really experienced dentist to do that. Then, you know, every now and then, maybe I would say 10 years, sometimes even more than that, when they're going to need to be replaced at one point. And once the veneers are in, once the porcelain is in, I cannot make it whiter. So let's say you choose like, I don't want too white. I want like more of a yellowish natural color. Okay, we put it in. Then 5 years from now, you want to whiten your teeth. Well, they're not going to get whiter. Then you're going to have those veneers replaced at this point. And that's why I always ask the patient, are you planning to whiten your teeth at any point? Yes or no? Do you want really white teeth, or you want something that will blend in? And I make sure that they understand that the porcelain will never get whiter. So this is something very important, guys, that you need to know. Now, who are the people, or who are the patients who cannot really get veneers? Remember, severely decayed teeth. If you have tons of cavities on your front teeth, and as I said, a veneer is cosmetic, it's not really functional. And functional means you want something to chew on. Why is that? Because the back of the veneer is your natural tooth. Remember, your teeth from the back, we don't touch them. We just kind of shape the outside. It's basically when the girls, you know, you get like your nails done and they put that thin layer of acrylic. Basically, that's a veneer. That's exactly what a veneer is. So if you have like lots of decay, big cavities, you cannot get veneers. If you have root canal, like from severe decay teeth, you should never get veneers. You should actually get crowns. And as I said, the difference between a crown and a veneer, that the crown, we shave all the outside, the veneer, we just kind of shave the outer layer of the tooth. If you have advanced gum disease, serious gum problem, the teeth are loose, and we have gum recession, that like we don't want the tooth to look that tall, basically. Veneer is not going to be a good idea here, unless if everything is really stable, and of course you have to have that assessed by an experienced dentist. Then also, if you have some severe malocclusion, and with that being said, if you have like a tooth very lightly like on top of the other one, you can get that actually fixed with a veneer. But if you have severe malocclusion, you have a tooth out and another one in, or a tooth is like up in like a roof of your mouth, veneers is not going to work. You need to get braces. You need to go see an orthodontist. You need to get braces first, then maybe assess the teeth after that if you want to get some veneers after, just to get a nice wider smile. So these are basically, we spoke about the type of veneers today, which is the composite resin veneers versus a porcelain veneer. Composite resin, they can be done, as I said, and they can be cheaper, but they will need to be replaced more often. Because they can retain stain. Even if you polish them beautifully, they will retain stain. So after a little bit drinking coffee and tea, you're going to come and say, well, I see this black mark, I don't know what's going on. And then they are not as strong as the porcelain ones. We spoke about the indication why you should be getting veneers and who should not be getting veneers. And also we spoke about the cost. And I think this is good for today. We're going to have another session. We're going to talk more and basically talk deeper about veneers and who can get it done. I'm actually going to try to get you like a shape of something to show you exactly what a veneer is. And also, we understand why a veneer should be done only in the enamel. It's going to be a quiz at the end of the session, okay? I hope you enjoyed it today. And stay tuned. We're going to have... lots of episodes coming up just to discuss the veneers, the cosmetic aspect of it. And if you are looking for a consultation, like you want to do like a smile makeover, you want a consultation, feel free to reach out. All the my contact information are in the show notes. And don't forget, if you don't take care of your teeth, they will not take care of you. So what are we supposed to do? Take care of your teeth, because they will take care of you. And keep smiling until then. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth, your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.